As more and more of our lives take place online, we're increasingly vulnerable to bad actors who want to steal our money or our data. So learning about the mindset and techniques of hackers is more vital now than ever. Check out these big ideas from the new book, Fancy Bear Goes Fishing: The Dark History of the Information Age in 5 Extraordinary Hacks, by Scott J. Shapiro. Scott is a professor of law and philosophy at Yale Law School and the director of the Center for Law and Philosophy and the Cybersecurity Lab at Yale. Here he is.
My name is Scott Shapiro, and I am the Charles F. Southmead Professor of Law and Professor of Philosophy at Yale Law School. My areas of interest include legal philosophy, constitutional law, the laws of war, and cybersecurity. I'm the founding director of Yale's Cybersecurity Lab. I've published 3 books, Legality in 2011, The Internationalist with Ona Hathaway in 2017, and now Fancy Bear Goes Fishing, The Dark History of the Information Age in 5 Extraordinary Hacks. I'd like to share 5 key insights from my book, Fancy Bear Goes Fishing, and I'm happy to share the audio version with you in the next Big Idea app. Insight number 1, cybersecurity is not an engineering problem. Hacking is often portrayed as a highly technical act, and for good reason. In many ways, it is. Most hackers are skilled computer programmers who write code to gain unauthorized access to data on the internet. But that doesn't mean that cybersecurity is primarily an engineering problem. To understand why, it's best to think of code that hackers exploit as being a combination of what I call down code and up code. Down code is technical computer code. It's the code that lies right below your fingertips when you're typing on your computer. Down code ranges from device drivers that come with your printer to operating systems such as Windows and iOS. If down code is what's below your fingertips, up code is what's going on above your fingertips, from the inner operations of the human brain to the outer social, political, and institutional forces that form the world around us. Upcode can include personal beliefs, social norms, legal rules, corporate policies, professional ethics, and websites' terms of service. Computers run downcode. Humans run upcode. And crucially, upcode shapes downcode. The downcode a hacker might write to steal data from your favorite website is a result of that hacker's upcode, which inspires the hacking in the first place. Based on the technical nature of downcode, it may seem intuitive to believe that hacking is primarily an engineering problem, but it's more useful to think of hacking as an upcode problem. Fundamentally, hackers exploit human vulnerabilities, the kinds of upcode bugs that give rise to downcode bugs. Insight number 2. If we want to improve cybersecurity, we should fix our upcode. Solutionism is the idea that we should use technology to solve our social problems. The solutionist response to famine is irrigation systems, nuclear disaster, construct remote control drones to eliminate accidental fallout. Solutionism is ubiquitous in cybersecurity as well. Every cybersecurity firm promises that its technology can keep your data safe. Companies hype up their next-generation firewalls, anti-malware software, and intrusion detection services as if they'll solve the issue of cybercrime once and for all. But they won't. Focusing on the technical downcode vulnerabilities only takes us so far. To make more substantial improvements to the security of the internet, we need to figure out how to fix the human and political rules that permit downcode vulnerabilities in the first place. Unfortunately, politicians have embraced the flawed solutionist approach to cybersecurity. They talk about cyber Pearl Harbors and how we need a cyber moonshot. But they ignore that our legal system provides almost no incentives for software developers to write secure downcode and imposes few, if any, financial penalties for data breaches. Tech companies therefore lack motivation to take security seriously. To encourage better downcode, we need to fix our upcode. Insight number 3, hackers are normal people. Popular media portrays hackers as brilliant but twisted young men who wear hoodies, subsist solely on energy drinks, and live in their parents' basements. The truth, I've learned, is more mundane. Hacking is not a dark art, and those who practice it are not 400-pound wizards in their pajamas or idiot savants, nor are they anonymous shadows. Hackers have names and faces, mothers and fathers, teachers, buddies, girlfriends, and frenemies. We meet all of them in the book. As I try to show, cybercriminals are by and large rational people out to make a living. For most of us, they don't want to read our email or use our webcams to spy on us making dinner. Cybercrime is a business, and businesses exist to turn a profit. As long as you don't make it incredibly easy for them to hack you, cybercriminals will most likely leave you alone. The financial incentives that motivate cybercrime suggest various upcode changes. Rather than trying to fend off cybercriminals at the downcode level, for example, we should be trying to figure out how to divert them from hacking in the first place. In the conclusion of the book, I give reasons to think that such diversion programs are an excellent social investment. Insight number 4, hackers exploit metacode. Hackers do not just exploit downcode. They also exploit philosophical principles of a computation, what I call metacode. Alan Turing first laid out the principles of metacode in 1936. Turing showed, for example, that computation is a physical process of symbol manipulation. When you add a list of numbers on a piece of paper with pencil, or you use a calculator, or your visual cortex processes words, physical mechanisms are working. Circuits are switching, lights are pulsing, neurochemical reactions are forming, and so on. Because our brains are computational devices, just like electronic computers, they are subject to the same laws of physics as all other machines. Human computation, for example, takes time and energy. To save on time and energy, we need to take shortcuts. Psychologists Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky therefore hypothesized a series of mechanisms called heuristics to explain how we can conserve resources required for physical computation. Unfortunately, though, heuristics can sometimes make us act irrationally. Hackers take advantage of these heuristics with techniques like phishing, attempting to obtain sensitive information over email by impersonating a trustworthy person. Phishing isn't rocket science. In fact, it's not even computer science. It's cognitive science. Hackers fish for our passwords and private information by exploiting the physical nature of our mental upcode. Insight number 5, perfect cybersecurity is impossible. Without metacode, the philosophical principles that govern all forms of computation, our digital world would not exist. No internet, websites, precision-guided missiles, Zoom meetings, and PowerPoint presentations. The very principles that make our digital world possible, however, also make hacking possible. Hackers do not just take advantage of upcode and downcode, they exploit metacode vulnerabilities, which are impossible to patch. There is no such thing as solving the problem of cybersecurity. There are only trade-offs between different aspects of our information security and between our information and physical securities. We must balance the costs and benefits before we decide whether and how to patch upcode. For each defensive move taken, the offense changes as well. Even at the level of upcode, the cat and mouse game never ends. Our aim is to slow the game so that the cat is winning most of the time.
Thank you, Scott. That was 5 big ideas from Fancy Bear Goes Fishing, The Dark History of the Information Age in 5 Extraordinary Hacks by Scott J. Shapiro. You might also like our book bite for A Hacker's Mind, How the Powerful Bend Society's Rules and How to Bend Them Back by Bruce Schneier. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.